afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Indie Business Radio for Monday, November 26, 2007. I'm your host, Donna Maria, and you have arrived at the one place where we empower you to enjoy your life, build your business, and have your way. I wonder if you're feeling a little bit like me this morning, a little bit turkey hungover, or maybe some other kind of hangovers too, but I know over the last several days I have enjoyed my fill of turkey and all kinds of other delectable treats that were placed in front of me as I went around from place to place during the holidays, and just to think they've just begun. So I hope you're all gearing up some extra space in your stomach for some of the goodies that are going to come your way during this holiday season, and I hope you're also enjoying some good quality time with your friends and your family members. Today's show is sponsored by Essential Wholesale. Quality triple distilled peppermint essential oil free with every order over $250 between now and November 30th. Take 10% off any order over $250 between now and November 30th. Enter the coupon code 10HOL07. That's 10HOL07 to take advantage of your discount today at essentialwholesale.com. Well, today is a little bit of a different kind of a show. I normally have a guest, and we did have a guest booked for today, but it seems that I'm not the only person who's a little bit hungover from the holidays, so we decided to postpone his appearance on the show until early next year. And just so you know who he is, his name is Daryl Stafford, and he is the insurance broker who puts together the insurance program that we offer through the Indie Beauty Network to help our members enjoy affordable products liability insurance. You can read about that at our website at indiebeauty.com. And Daryl's actually putting together a new program so that we can cover even more companies through the insurance program, and that will be ready at the end of the year. So he's going to be one of our first guests on the show in January 2008. In the meantime, in case you missed it, I published my holiday gift guide this morning. You can go to indiebeauty.com and click on the link for our latest newsletter and enjoy a whole panoply of products manufactured by Indie Beauty Network members. We've got sugar scrubs, we've got candles, we've got products to help you make your own cosmetics, we've got perfumes and fragrances, we've got soaps. We've just got all kinds of stuff, products for mothers and babies, products for men. It's a real smorgasbord, so forget all those long lines in the store. It's Cyber Monday. Get busy on the Internet and take advantage of some of the really great discount offers that members are offering for their products. Some of them are even offering free shipping for a limited time, so you want to make sure you check that out. So because we have a little bit of a different setup for the show today, I invited Indie Beauty Network members to join me today so I could find out more about the products that they offer and a little bit more about their businesses, too. And right now we've got Joanne Bassett calling in from California. Joanne, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Thank you, Donna Marie. I'm pleased to be with you this morning.
Well, you know, I bet, you know, everybody's heard of perfumes and fragrances before, but not a lot of people know what goes into the manufacturing of fragrances. And we're all used to seeing all the stuff we see on department store shelves, but your process is very different from that. Tell us a little bit about your fragrances and what makes them different from, you know, the mainstream mass-produced stuff.
Okay. Joanne Bassett perfumes are made only with all natural ingredients. Now, all natural does not mean nature identical. They do not have any synthetic origins at all. My ingredients that I put into my perfumes are essential oils, like people know about aromatherapy with lavender, geranium, citrus, notes, lemon, lime, tangerine, orange, all of those things. Those are also a part of what I use. But in addition to that, I use what I would call botanical ingredients, raw materials that are made strictly from flowers and tree resins, you know, herbs and things. So therefore, I'm using real Bulgarian rose absolute, real Bulgarian white rose oil, real sandalwood from Mysore, India. I use Tuberose, Absolute, Jasmine Absolute. I use the real perfumery materials that they would have used probably back in the 1920s and, you know, way back in Napoleon's time.
And Joanne, for people who don't really understand how that makes your products different from the products on your standard department store shelf, do they use ingredients that aren't natural to make their products smell the way they do?
Yeah, so the commercial fragrance companies use very, very few natural ingredients. They may use some citrus, like maybe a lemon or an orange, in their compositions, but they really, what they do use is they use things that are made in a laboratory. They use synthetic chemicals that have been made in a laboratory to smell like a rose. Nature identical, they call them.
And in addition to fragrances that you have in your regular line, you also customize scents, don't you?
Yes, I do. I just recently did the Palm Springs area weekend show, and people were amazed that I'm actually doing customs for people. And I've been doing those for years, probably 15 years now. And it's a very nice experience for people. I do it for men, women, teenagers, I mean, basically whole families. And what I do is I sit down with a person, we fill out a questionnaire, we smell all the different oils, so it's custom to them. No one else has their fragrance. It's totally based on their likes, dislikes, on their personality. It's a very beautiful gift, and I offer gift certificates. So you could actually give this holiday season. The gift certificates are on my website, and it's a very unique and wonderful gift for a person.
And give us your website address, please.
Okay, it's Joanne Bassett, JoanneB as in boy, ASSETT.com, JoanneBassett.com. So it's, that's it, JoanneBassett.com. It's all natural perfumes, and that's how you get there.
And Joanne, tell me how you got started on this unusual career path.
Well, it's there's a lot of twists and turns, but I'll tell you, back in the 70s, we'll start there. Back in the 70s, I was working with some plant materials from my yard, meaning organic, organic herbs and organically raised flowers. I wasn't fertilizing anything. So I was doing like Jeannie Rose's Herbs and Things books, and I was making all the little bath products, little, you know, dried herbs and flower petals, throwing them in the bath, and all these things. And I was making potpourris and things, you know, with all the little beautiful dried materials and the cinnamon sticks and things in my, for holidays, and using pine needles and things for the holidays. And what happens is you have potpourri, and it sits around, and it gets, you know, dried out with no smell. So I was going to the craft store buying the cheap synthetic refresher potpourris, they call it, you know, the oil, and putting it on there, and I'm going, what is wrong with this picture? I'm using synthetic chemical oils to refresh an all-natural organic potpourri. So that actually started me on the path of looking for essential oils, and I found essential oils, and they were not of high quality, so I started doing more research and discovered that I could import oils myself that were of higher quality, so I started traveling around the world, finding those oils and bringing them back, and the rest is history. I started the Bassett Aromatherapy Company, which is still BassettAromatherapy.com, selling essential oils, making healthy mixtures, custom blending for spas, stores, etc., and then it just evolved into making custom perfumes for the store owners, the spa owners, and, you know, one thing leads to another, and the next thing you know, I'm doing custom natural perfumes and creating a line of natural perfumes.
And, Joanne, it sounds like this is more than just a business for you. It sounds like you have kind of a passion for it.
It's really, really, really my passion. I've always, since a child, I grew up on a farm, and we always had roses. We had, all kinds of flowers around, lilacs and things. And I've always loved smell, fragrance of all types, and putting things together, mixing things together. It really is my passion. I, you know, people, I did a show this weekend, the Palm Desert show, and people were going, wow, you're so enthused about your work, and I've never smelled anything like this, and I enjoy telling people about and educating people about how to make perfumes and what ingredients go in and the psychological and the benefits, maybe, you know, even healing benefits of maybe rose oil or some of the oils, you know, that go into the perfumes, like St. John's Wort is, helps with depression. I mean, there are some uplifting, happy benefits that are in the natural perfumes that may or may not be in a department store perfume. So I want to tell the world that, you know, that these do not contain any harmful chemicals. You know, naturals are a nice green choice to make.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and thank you for telling us about your business and your products. And the one we're going to have featured in the gift guide is your fragrance called Le Voyage. Tell us a little bit about that before you go.
Okay. Le Voyage means the journey in French. That's the word. I created that one 8 years ago, and it came to me actually in a dream. I had a series of dreams. But the Le Voyage is a beautiful citrus floral fragrance. It starts out with, let's say, a cabeba, kind of a lemony smell, and about a half an hour it burns off into a gorgeous Bulgarian white rose, which is called the flower of light. It's a pure white rose. It's rare. It's a lovely heart-opening scent. And then it has jasmine from India, jasmine sandbag, so it's rather an aphrodisiac, lovely floral. And then it goes into the rare pink lotus essential, hydro-distilled essential oil, which is also very rare and sacred and very unusual and exotic. And then frankincense and Mysore sandalwood, that is the real thing. And then I put in other exotic oils. So what it ends up being is a very beautiful floral, sparkly fragrance, and it goes, dries down into sandalwood and jasmine and frankincense, and so it's very grounded. And it's a nice fragrance also for winter because it's like warming on the skin, and it feels very comfortable.
You mean physically warming on the skin?
Not warming on the skin, but warming as, I mean like warming your heart. It just smells prettiness is surrounding you like with, you know, with the forest of, you know, like the woods, like the, in the resins, like frankincense at the holiday time, you know.
Right,
frankincense smell and maybe in a cathedral, and then, sandalwood is, it's kind of an enveloping smell if you were to go to India and walk in a temple that has sandalwood in it. It's kind of a woody, kind of a, I mean warming as in making you feel good, and it's like sitting in front of a fire and you know, smelling some beautiful oils.
Oh, wow. That sounds perfect for the holiday season. We're going to actually be doing our video review of that coming up in December, too, everyone. So stay tuned for that. Joanne Bissette, thank you for calling in and telling us a little bit about Le Voyage and your business. For those of you who want to log on to Joanne's website, you can get Le Voyage and her other fragrances there. You can find out about how you can have your scent customized from Joanne, and you can also see at her website, she's got a perfume-making kit there that looks really interesting as well. JoanneBassett.com. Did I get that right?
Yes, you did. Thank you so much, Donna Marie. I really appreciate that.
Great. Thanks for joining me on Indie Business Radio today. Have a great one.
Okay, and you too.
Thanks. Bye. You guys, we have got a lot of beauty products up at my holiday gift guide. I want to tell you how to get there. Go to indiebeauty.com, and you'll see a link right there on the homepage for the newsletter. It says Latest Issue. And you'll be able to take a look at the latest issue, which is the gift guide there. And then after today, which is the 26th of November, the latest issue will change, but that issue will contain a link to the 2007 holiday gift guide. And like I said, guys, we're having a little bit of a different show today because our guest and I decided to go ahead and postpone his appearance until after a new product liability program is formulated for members of the Indie Beauty Network. So I encourage you to check back in January for that show. And as always, all of my shows are archived at indiebusinessradio.com. Also want to tell you a little bit about the sponsor of today's holiday gift guide. It is Moji PR, M-O-G-I-P-R. She is a PR specialist who offers a variety of different products and services to help small businesses create media kits and press kits and all kinds of marketing materials, logos, and things like that that make their business look really good. So I encourage you to check out her website as soon as you get a chance at mojiopr.com. That's mojio, mojiopr.com. And Moji will help you out there. We are going to conclude today's show a little bit early today. I hope you all have a great week having those leftovers from Thanksgiving Day. I'll look forward to seeing you next week, the first Monday in December, right here on Indie Business Radio. Have a great week.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Welcome back to Indie Business Radio. You know, I did say a minute ago that we were going to conclude the show early today, but we're not going to do that because we've got more members calling in to tell you all about their products. And just like anything else that's live, sometimes you just never know what to expect. I don't know if you guys tuned into one of Larry King's shows last week on Larry King Live when the guest actually took his microphone and headset off and walked out of the studio. So, again, everything's live. You never know what's going to happen. I don't expect anybody to walk out on me, but, again, you never know. So let's just keep going today. We've got Amanda Kennerly. She's calling in to tell us about her products. Amanda, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I'm so excited that you're here today. Now, tell me about your products. You make candles, right?
I do. I make wickless candles, though, so there's no...
Wickless candles. Okay, now that's really interesting. So there's, like... You have a really cool slogan too. Tell us what that is.
I'm nervous. No flame, no soot, all scent.
No flame, no soot, all scent. Okay, now tell us a little bit about wickless candles and how they work. Are they really candles if they don't have a wick?
Yes, they are. Well, a lot of people can use candles. I mean, you can't have candlelight dinners with my candles, but you can have all the scent. It's for people who just really want the scent in candles. And what
okay.
it is there's no wick in it, like it says. It's just all wax and all the scent. And you do have to use it with, like, a warmer or tart burner or some type of device to you put it on, like a hot plate, and it'll melt. And as it melts, that's when the scent is released. It's kind of like a wax potpourri or a liquid potpourri type thing.
So I know you have several different kinds of wickless candles. So let's start with the tarts, and then we'll work up to the big jars, because I'm curious about how you use those jars. Tell us about the tarts. What are some of the most popular holiday scents that they have, and how can we get them?
And what is
a tart, by the way?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're called tarts or melts or, like, wax potpourri or what it is. It's just basically a little piece of wax, and you can make it any shape that you want to make it. You put it on a tart burner or... a melter or bowl on your warmer, and it just melts and it releases a scent.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have what's called mini melts and jumbo melts. The jumbo melts are really big pieces of wax that you can use.
You have the scent that you actually pour into jars that make them really, they just look like candles. but they don't have a wick in them.
Yes, those are the wickless jars.
And how do those work? What do you put those on to warm the oil?
They're called warmers, or some people, you can buy them, I call them a generic warmers, but some people, like, you used to use them to put your coffee cup on and to warm it.
Right, I've seen those.
Yeah, at Michael's or any one of the local Walmart or stores have one of those. Uh-huh. The ones I sell on my website are combo warmers, which you can use the bowl put on top. You can use that with the melts or the tarts, or you can take the bowl off and put the jar on there.
And tell me about some of your most popular holiday scents, Amanda.
Right now, pumpkin vanilla would probably be the biggest seller. It actually sells really well even when it's not in season, you know, while Thanksgiving was over. So, you know, it really gives off a great scent of, like, you just baked the pumpkin pie. That Christmas tree also is doing pretty good. You know, Christmas is coming up, and it's called a spruce Christmas tree, so it's, you know, it smells just like, if you don't have a real pine tree, you can, you know, put on a candle and make it smell like you have a real pine tree in your house.
Right, right. So if you get one of those fake trees, it can still smell like Christmas in your house.
Mm-hmm.
So, Amanda, tell us where your business is located, what the name of it is, and how we can go online and buy your wickless candles.
Sure. I am out of Tucson, Arizona. I do have a website, www.justrightcandles.com. That's the name of the company, Just Right Candles. You know,
it's
online.
JustRightCandles.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, good. Well, we'll be looking forward to heading over there to get some of our wickless holiday candles, and thanks for being on the show today.
Well, thank you, Maria.
Okay, you guys, we have got Nikki Brown calling in as well. Nikki is calling in on line four. Nikki, welcome to Indie Business Radio.
Hi, Donna Maria. Thank you.
Good to have you. Tell us a little bit about your business. What's it called?
It's called After the Rain.
And that has an unusual spelling to it that's got a story behind it, right?
Oh, of course. It's spelled R-A-Y-N-E, which is the name of my daughter.
So after the R-A-Y-N-E.com, right?
Yes, it is.
And tell us a little bit about how you started your business and how it came to be named after your daughter.
Well, when I was pregnant with her, my husband said, why don't you quit your job and stay home? And, of course, that took me about 1 second to say, okay. And
that was a nice question for him to ask.
It was wonderful. And I couldn't use commercial soaps at that time. And after asking my doctor several times of what I could use to stop the itching, and he's telling me Dove and Ivory, I decided to try on my own to see what else I could do. And figured I could make my own soaps. And after making my first batch and finding that I cured myself, that little hobby became a passion. And after filling my house up with soaps all over the place, my husband basically said, why don't you go and try to sell them? And So now, about 8.5 years later, or actually almost 9.5 years later, it's become a really nice business.
Well, that sounds great. And where are you located, Nikki?
I'm out in Grangerland, Texas, where it's close to Cut and Shoot, and that's actually about an hour north of Houston.
There's a place called Cut and Shoot?
Yes. Actually, there is.
Wow, that's pretty interesting. So tell me a little bit about these really cool shaving mugs for men that you have available for the holidays.
Well, they're absolutely gorgeous. They're handmade shaving mugs. They're made of June porcelain, and I don't make them. We do have potters that make them for us, because I know if I started another hobby, my husband would probably wring my neck. But we do, my soaps I do make for them, and we have the boar bristle brushes that go in them. My soaps that I have for them, I use the green French green clay and bentonite clay, so it gives a really nice lip.
Tell us a little bit about how it is. I mean, you know, everybody's familiar with shaving creams and all that stuff. What is it about the lather from the soap that makes it easier or better for a man's skin to shave with that? And by the way, this is for a person who uses a razor, right?
Right, yes.
Okay.
They can use the straight blade razors, or they can use the regular Bic razors, or, you know, the Quattro.
Oh, you can use the rotaries too?
Not the electric razors. These are just the regular, the disposable razors too.
Oh, okay. I have to catch up on all my razor knowledge. But I'm used to the straight blade. And
right.
You can use that with your shaving soaps, right?
Right. And it's making a comeback now. There's many people who are going back to the mug and brush and that type of thing.
Really? Are there skincare benefits to that, Nikki?
Oh, yes. With the brush, it helps circulate the blood. It's also a great exfoliator. Even for women, you can use it on your legs, and it's great for exfoliating the skin, too.
So you would dip the brush into the soap and create your lather and then apply it to your skin?
Mm-hmm. You just wet the brush, swirl it on the soap for about a minute. It makes a really nice lather there, and then just rub it on your skin, and it does a nice little creamy lather to it, and then you would start shaving. And you don't get any of the flakes, you know, how like usually when you would use a regular razor and you would shave your legs or your face, you'd have that little flaky skin afterwards. And this doesn't leave that. It leaves
mm-hmm.
your skin really nice, silky, and smooth.
And so do you have, like, shaving mugs in a choice of colors?
Yes. There's three different colors to choose from. We have a beautiful burgundy and a gorgeous green, and I cannot think of an alliteration for our light blue. But it's a beautiful blue.
Okay, so you can get something to kind of match your decor. And these are all wrapped and ready for giving?
Oh, yes. They come in a really nice white box, so it's easy to wrap up and put a little gift card on it.
Mm-hmm. And how much does each one cost?
They run $24.95, and we're actually having a Cyber Monday sale of $14.97 if they buy one today.
$14.97?
Yes, if they buy one today for our Cyber Monday sale.
I have to make sure we emphasize that, you guys. You got to get it today. So if you're listening in, head on over to AfterTheRain.com, and click on, you have a link there for men's products, right?
Right.
And then you'll be able to find that. You've got some other great stuff there, too, but this is a pretty good sale. So it's a neat way to introduce somebody to something new. I know my husband uses a razor, and he doesn't really have a lot of the razor bump problems that a lot of guys run across. Do you know of any people that have used this shaving method and any problems that they've had have alleviated, Nikki?
Yeah, if you use the shaving soaps, it's really great for those who have had problems with the shaving bump.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So that's a good tip for everyone to remember. Well, thank you for being on Indie Business Radio today, Nikki. We're all going to head over to After the Rain, RAYNE.com, and check out what you... And you're the soap maker, too, by the way, right?
Oh, yes. Yes, I am.
You make all these soaps by hand from scratch.
Uh-huh. And my daughter is now getting in the business, too. She makes her organic soap.
Okay. Now, this being Indie Business Radio, I can't let you go yet. We have to talk about that from a business perspective. Tell us a little bit about what it's like to actually make the products that you sell.
It's a blast. It is so much fun, and it's a wonderful time to even teach her the business as well.
And your daughter is involved. Are you teaching her to grow up and be an entrepreneur as well?
Absolutely. She's having a fun time, and actually teaching her, as she put it, learning between commission and salary, which is the better deal.
Oh, that's pretty good. That's pretty good to learn before you get off into the work world. There's a big difference.
Oh, yes.
So, Nikki, does she actually make some of the soaps with you?
Yes, she does. She has her own organic line. She makes the organic soaps. And being that she's almost 10, I don't let her mess with the lye as yet, but
right.
She does create her own blends, and I pour the lye, and she does everything else. She figures out what blends she's going to use on the oils.
Mm-hmm.
And she does the rest.
And how long has she been doing this?
She started doing it this year.
But she's been watching you, I guess, all her life.
Yes. When she was 2, she would sit on the front porch with me, all decked out in her goggles and gloves and bandanas, saying, "Mama, I'm ready to make soap."
Oh, how cute is that?
That
is adorable. And so how fun is it to be incorporating your child into the ways of business so early in life?
Oh, yes, yes. And she's having a ball, and even thinking ahead of how she wants to use the money she's earned to give to charities and everything else of what she wants to do later in life.
So what are some of the principles that you use to pay her? How do you... do you do it, like, by the hour, by the bar of soap? How do you figure that out? You don't have to give figures or anything. But
well, no, after she learned that it was better to get paid an hourly wage than commission, she now gets an hourly wage. And when she works shows with me, she gets paid hourly, too.
And then I guess if she took some soaps to school, she could get paid her commission as well.
Well, we actually homeschool, so... But she does work it when we do our part days or she sees her friends. She makes sales that way as well.
And she gets a commission for that.
Oh, yes.
That's pretty interesting. So you have almost, with a daughter who's going to have friends, you have a potentially ready-made sales force right there.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. Now, are you thinking about getting your daughter her own website so she can actually sell her line of products separately?
Well, she's thinking about that, but she wants to work on a different business line on that one, particularly for a pet line.
Wow. This is absolutely fascinating, and it is what we are all about here at Indie Business Radio, is empowering each other and our families to generate revenue on our own terms. And it's so exciting to hear what you're doing with your 9, almost 10-year-old daughter there. And anybody who's listening, you see, if you've got a business at home, you can do the same thing that Nikki's doing with whatever it is that you have as a business. Right, Nikki?
Right, you can.
Well, that's great. Thank you for sharing that. That's really, really interesting.
That's
so
definitely.
Have a really happy holiday season, and congratulations to your daughter for her own line of organic soap. She's probably one of the few in the whole world.
Thank you.
At her age, who has their own business. That's really exciting. Thanks for joining. Everyone, visit After the Rain, RAYNE.com, for more information about Nikki and her products.
Thank you, darling.
And you know what? My show engineer is telling me that we are done. I am so excited that these members joined in today, members of the Indie Beauty Network, joined in today to tell us about their products. Again, you can visit indiebeauty.com, click on the latest issue of the newsletter to enjoy my holiday gift guide, and also go to our member directory where you can read all about members from the Handmade Beauty Network from all across the country. This is Indie Business Radio. I hope you'll visit indiebusinessradio.com, where you can stream or download any of my shows. There's hundreds of them there. I've been doing this show since October 2005, and I hope you listeners are enjoying it as much as I'm enjoying putting it together for you. Have a great week, everyone.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today. You're listening to globaltalkradio.com.